Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what was the Sephardic cause that Dr. Pulido championed? Ángel Pulido was a Spanish doctor and politician at the end of the 19th and beginning of the 20th centuries. In spite of the fact that his parents were modest shopkeepers who had emigrated to Madrid from the north of Spain, he was able to study medicine and became prominent in that field. On a trip to the Balkans, he first came into contact with Sephardic Jews. Although he was a deeply religious Catholic, he became sympathetic to the communities that were descendants of the Jews who had been expelled from Spain in 1492. He worked to establish a cultural and economic relationship between Spain and these communities and published several articles and books about them, with special emphasis on defending the importance of preserving their culture and languages. Pulido's achievements were officially recognized in 1954 with the dedication of a monument to him in Madrid's Retiro Park. Dr. Martina Lemoine received her Ph.D. in Hispanic Studies from the Sorbonne in Paris. Her dissertation was about Dr. Pulido, and a book based on her research was recently published in Spain. You can read an excerpt from one of Dr. Pulido's books in English, or take a look at Martina Lemoine's book in Spanish by going to the links on this page. Thank you very much for speaking with us today. Could you first tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you studied, and how you ended up living here?
Oh, yes, with pleasure. I was born in Paris, and I studied in the Sorbonne in Paris, in the Institut Hispanique. With the professor Chaim Vidal Sefija, it was a very good luck for me to work with a so important person for the Sephardic studies.
You wrote your thesis about Jews in the Spanish press at the beginning of the 20th century. Can you tell us a little bit about that? How did you happen to study Jews in the Spanish press? How did the press treat the subject of Jews in Spain at that time?
Very, very, very good, because in the time when Pulido was in the Restoration, it was a very liberal moment when the Constitution established the freedom for religion. And the Constitution and the Jew are coming back to Spain. And the interest for the part of intelligentsia was very good for the subject.
How did you first hear about Ángel Pulido, and what interested you about him?
Yes, my interest was first for a study about the relation between Spain and Jews, because the Jews lived out of Spain because of the expulsion, and Spain was, for me, empty for the Jewish reality. And I studied first this subject, and I discovered the importance of the Pulido for relationships between Spain and Sephardic people.
So tell us about Pulido. Who was he and what did he do?
Oh, Pulido was a politician from the end of the 19th century. He was born in 1850 and he died before the Republic. It was in the part of the Restoration. And in this time, it was a very good relation and Pulido with Emilio Castelar. And Pulido was a Christian, but a liberal Christian with a philosophy of humanism, of Christianism.
So what relationship did he have with Jews and with the Sephardim?
It was a very good relationship, because Pulido was a very intelligent man and very professional. He was a doctor, and he visited a congress in Germany, in Berlin, and in Vienna. And when he was in a trip on the Danube River, he met some Sephardic people, and for him it was an impression to the language of the Sephardic.
Well, tell us in detail exactly what happened on that trip, because I'm sure most of our listeners are not aware of it. How did he happen to meet these people?
Oh, yes, it was in a boat, and he heard the people speaking some Spanish, and he was speaking with this person and have a relationship and a word to them, because it was very interesting for the language of the Sephardic as a Spanish identity.
Because he noticed that what they were speaking was not normal Spanish.
No, he said it was un español rarísimo.
Very strange.
It's very strange, but Pulido knows, because the story of Sephardic people was very present by the historian in Spain in this moment.
So after he discovered these people speaking what we know of as Judeo-Spanish, what did he do about it?
Very great interest and friendship, and he wrote to these people, but it was after, in the beginning of the 20th century, when he decided to develop the relationships between Spain and Sephardic people with a national interest, because Spain was very, very depressed because after the disaster of Cuba.
In 1898.
Yes, in 1898. So Pulido began to work for a political action of meeting with other of relationships, writing in the press. He wrote a book, Los Israelitas Españoles y el Idioma Español. And after the big book of Pulido is Españoles sin Patria.
Spaniards Without a Country.
Yeah. The title is very eloquent.
He was more interested in the Sephardic aspect than in just the Jewish aspect. Isn't that true? I mean, did he have any relationship with Jews who were living in Spain, or was it mostly the Sephardics who were living outside of Spain?
It's more complicated. First, Pulido was a spirit of evangelist spirit of Christianism, and he was very sad for the error of history, and he wanted some moral reparation for the expulsion, and he was very, very influenced by Emilio Castelar and the historic period of the constitution with religious liberty in this time. Pulido first discovered the religion, the Reich religion, when he was visiting Amsterdam and Berlin. I visited the great synagogue of Berlin, and for him it was a very great emotion. He compared the synagogue with the cathedral, and some words very, very emotive of the lamentation for the error of the history against the Jews. I think it was very great sympathy with the Jews. And after he discovered the Sephardic, and it was great sympathy because Sephardic are Spanish, were Spanish, and for him was as brothers.
Now, part of the title of your book mentions the Sephardic cause. What was the Sephardic cause?
The Sephardic cause was the relationship with Spain. It was the Spain has a very great debt with Jews and Sephardic for the expulsion. And he thought Spain was of a debt to develop cultural politics and for Sephardic, because France was developed as a great action with l'Alliance Israélite Universelle, and Spain no. And as a politician, Pulido wanted to bring an opportunity for Spain to have a political action in this way.
So at the beginning of the 20th century, he promoted what you've called a philo-Sephardic campaign, which you talk about in your book. Can you tell us about this campaign, exactly what it consisted of, what kind of actions it included, and whether the people in Spain at the time were particularly interested, or who was interested in it?
Oh, this is a very complicated question, because Pulido was not interested in a migration, massive migration, and it was very interesting to discover this reality, because it was a part of history of Spain, and to bring the opportunity for a Sephardic person who wanted to live in Spain for personal action and personal business to stay in Spain, possibility to have a Spanish nationality.
And the church, of course, was very strong in Spain at the time. Did the church react to this in any way?
Oh, yes, but when you are speaking of the church, I think you have to be very careful, because it's a part of the church. The very, very reactionary church in Salamanca, we was against Pulido. But Pulido also has a responsibility of this action, because Pulido was a great courage to claim that the responsibility of anti-Semitism was in the church.
So you're saying that he said that the cause of anti-Semitism was in the church?
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning of the 20th century, is a very, very great voice, because anti-Semitism was very strong in Europe. And Pulido has, for me, a very, very great importance in this way.
So how did he fight against the anti-Semitism?
Nothing, because it's very, very difficult. But by his voice, he criticized his intellectual position. And for me, it's good, because in France, many, many intellectuals are anti-Semitic. And it's very good, because with Pulido was as a chief of a movement, and with him, many, many writers was with him.
And what did the Sephardic people themselves think about all of this? Do you know?
Oh, Sephardic people was a very great sympathy with Pulido. Yes, yes. Many Sephardic as in Israel, many wood about called Dr. Pulido.
You said in the presentation that you were fascinated by his personality. Can you tell us a little bit about his personality? What was he like, and what other causes did he defend?
Yes, Pulido was a very strong personality, was very original, and it was a great culture for himself, because our father was from the north of Spain, and he has very normal people, worker people. And Pulido was a very brilliant student, and he was a doctor, and after he was a politician, and he was a person with a very ideas to the reform the society, to do better the medicine and support for the progress.
Social issues. He was progressive.
Yeah.
And so he defended progressive social issues?
Yes, yes. He defended better sanitary for people, fighting for the person, the blind person, and against prostitution, and for children, and he was a little feminist too.
Yeah. Wow, in those days.
yeah.
Not a lot has been written about Pulido, and I was wondering how you went about doing your research. What sources did you use? Where did you go?
First of all, my research was in the press, and I discovered many articles of Pulido. And after I had the opportunity to know the one son of Pulido and the particular papers. And
oh, so you had access to his private papers?
Yes, but not so much. And I read the books of Pulido and conference of Pulido and correspondence between Pulido and other personality as Nobel Prize Ramon de Cajal and writers in different in the Academy of Medicine.
Do you plan to continue doing more work about Pulido, or are you planning to do something else?
I think I have to do something else. Pulido, about Sephardic, I think I have studied the main. I can't say all, because it's impossible with the wishes to say I have finished. But Pulido was very important in this time because of all the progressive movement for regenerate Spain in the moment after the crisis of Cuba. I think I have to have more research about of the colleagues of Pulido, who was important, so Dr. Esquerdo was a psychiatr, or other doctors. And now I'm going to have research about one of my grand uncle. We was Nathan Sous. We was the director of the company of railways. About the company was about with Rothschild Bank in Spain. And my grand uncle did a very good thing for Spain. But no, I can't say nothing more in the moment.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSephirod.com. See you next week.